Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good Friday evening to you. It is 6:07. Welcome to the Lake Show. Henry Lake is off tonight. Dave Schwartz in for Henry, along with Jonathan Lowe. Jonathan, good to have you. Good to be with you tonight on the... it's a little warmer today. It almost felt like a heat wave today compared to yesterday.
I mean, it's a balmy palm desert today compared to what it was on Thursday morning.
I don't know about you, but maybe people can weigh in on this, but no matter how much I prepare and that you get yourself ready, that first cold blast is always, it's always brutal. And everybody says the same thing. Oh, I wasn't prepared for this. I wasn't ready for this. And I'm guilty of saying it, which is really ridiculous because in Minnesota, we should be prepared for this, don't you think?
I mean, you would think so, but even 6 months of not having it, it doesn't prepare you for the initial shock. It's like the first snowfall. You know you're going to get it. You know it's coming to the area, but once you get out of practice, it's a stunner.
The other thing that always shocks us, and I'm glad you used that word, is this time of year, we start to hear some weird and crazy rumors. And let's get into our first topic tonight, which is, depending on who you believe, the Minnesota Twins at the winter meetings are interested or at least considering the idea of a trade for either Byron Buxton or Joe Ryan of Pablo Lopez. Buxton has expressed his willingness to waive his no-trade clause. This was from Jeff Passan a couple of days ago, and now today from the Minneapolis Star Tribune said that the Twins have now said, no, we're not going to entertain it. We're not trading. And if you read the article a little bit closely, which I read just a little while ago, they're very interested in Joe Ryan and Pablo Lopez. I did not hear as much like, hey, we really, really, really want to keep Byron Buxton. But listen, this is the time of year that this happens, and this happens all the time. And I don't know who to believe. I have no insider knowledge, but I do know this and how this goes in the business, which is the best way to drive trade value up for anybody is to say that you don't want to trade them, right? That's the smartest thing you do because that's the way sports goes. If you go out there and you say, oh, yeah, we want to get rid of Ryan, Pablo, and Buck. Just give us an offer. You're going to get lowballed. It happens all the time. That's why they don't want this stuff out. So what you do is you make a statement and you say, we don't want to trade any of these guys. And I'm really torn on this, and I would love to know what you think. 651-461-9226 is the talk and text line. Hit us up tonight. We will take your calls and texts as we go on the show here. Would you be willing to trade any of these guys for the right package back? Joe Ryan, Pablo Lopez, Byron Buxton. So let's take this step by step. And Jonathan, I want your take too. In my mind, Joe Ryan and Pablo Lopez are keepers. Byron Buxton, to me, is the most tradable asset. And I know people are going, are you kidding me? You would never trade Byron Buxton. But consider this. He's 32 years old. He is 32 years old. Coming off a great season. The second most games he's ever played. Best batting average he's had. Most home runs. But at 32 years old, his better days are behind him. That is science. You cannot beat Father Time. Father Time is undefeated. Ask Chris Paul. Ask any athlete, which we'll talk about later. But ask any athlete who has played sports at a professional level. You cannot beat Father Time, no matter how good you are. Chris Chelios, Gordie Howe, etc. All of the, you know, they kept Brett Favre. You know, they all stretched it, but you can't beat it. So there is a thought in my mind that maybe the Twins have gotten everything they could get out of Byron Buxton, and maybe now is the best time to trade him because he's coming off a good year and he's 32 years old. He's willing to waive his no-trade clause. That doesn't mean he's holding a sign that says, I want to leave, and banging down, you know, the door every day. But I do think that in terms of smarts and logic, if you're going to deal somebody and you have got to shed cash, you have to get younger, you have to stock the cupboards again. This franchise absolutely has to. You don't do that by trading 29-year-old pitchers. Joe Ryan and Pablo Lopez both still have some years left ahead of them, I think. So to me, Jonathan, if you're going to move someone, Byron Buxton makes the most sense. Again, I'm not saying take any deal, but I am saying if it's the right package, maybe just consider this as an option right now.
I agree with the sentiment with Buxton. You wonder about the injury history along with the age. It's also, okay, this guy should have probably earned a contract that's north of $300 to $400 million with his talent set had he stayed healthy.
Yep.
But now with that age of 32, you're usually in the back end of your prime years if you've taken care of yourself. So he is the most...
Good caveat. Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah. And again, it's not necessarily, oh, you need to do some... Just sheer luck comes into it. I think what's happened to Byron Buxton has just been sheer bad luck over the last decade, basically, that he's been in the majors and around the Twins. And the other thing is, you don't know what your starting pitching is going to be outside of Pablo and Joe Ryan. You have other starters that have started, but you know that you have two top line starters in those guys, and you know that especially with the young team, you're probably going to need veteran pitchers to help to keep them in games so that stuff doesn't get out of whack, especially early in the season. So I think those two items are the big ones as far as keeping those two and not keeping Byron Buxton around if they want to trade him.
Do you believe that the Twins are truly saying there's no way we're trading him? That, well, from what we heard today from Derek Falvey and from anybody who would carry it, that, you know, quote, our focus, my goal is to try and add around the group we have. We think starting pitching is a strength of this team. We know, here it is, we know Pablo and Joe have been real anchors for us over the last couple of years when healthy. So, again, I don't know if I believe it. You tell me. I mean, you've been in this game a long time, so have I. I know the war of words and how to use the media and how it goes. But I don't necessarily believe it. I think that they are saying this because they want to try to get the most they can. Give us your thoughts. So 651-461-9226. That's the call and text line, talking text line. I want to know, would you be willing to trade? Who would you be willing to trade? Byron Buxton, Pablo Lopez, or Joe Ryan? And don't come on and say, no, we're not trading any of them. I know. I don't. Obviously, you always want to keep everybody. But this is professional sports. This is the way it goes. You have to give some to gain some. 651-461-9226. Jonathan, do you believe that the Twins are truly not going to trade at all?
with the moves they've made, especially at the trade deadline, you don't know. You never know. And it's not great to say this about anyone in the it's not great to say this about anyone in general, but with how the season went along with the trades, with the putting out there, hey, we're going to sell the team, then pulling that back,
yeah,
and other things, how much of this brain trust word are you going to take as gospel right now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can look at it and say, well, they're going to do what they say they're going to do. I don't know. You take things with a grain of salt right now. You really do.
Yeah. Twins payroll, they enter the 2025 season with an American League Central high $142.8 million payroll. Their current roster carries $95 million. They have said many times that they have to shed salary. Like, this is a club that is dealing with some financial issues. The other part of this is you also don't want to tell your entire roster that you're selling things off. In sports, the quote-unquote rebuilding, it's like a curse word. Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to be in rebuilding mode, which is ironic because at some point, everybody has to be in rebuilding mode. That's just the fact of it. It is. So Byron Buxton's 32 years old. He's waived his no trade. He's willing to waive his no trade. And probably because he says, you know what? If I'm ever going to win, no offense, it's probably not going to be here in my career at 32 years old. And as you pointed out, with the amount of injuries he's had over the years. So he's saying, well, you know, maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll see how this goes. I'll be interested to see how this plays out because the war of words has begun. It is the off season. We're getting closer and closer to February. I'm not going to make any bold predictions, but if I ran this whole thing and I'm looking at it and I'm going, one of these guys has to go. If you can get a decent dance partner and a decent deal on Byron Buxton, as much as none of us like it, it does make sense. It makes sense because he has the most value and he will be the most sought after on that market. Speaking of guys who have just hit the market. Before we do that, let's go to the phones, or should we do that after the break, Jonathan? You tell me. It's six. We're up against it. What do you think? Okay, let's take a quick break. We will take Jeff in Sauk Rapids. He's on the line right now. We'll talk Byron Buxton, Pablo Lopez, and Joe Ryan coming up next. You're listening to WCCO Radio on the Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Lake Show. Dave Schwartz in for Henry Lake tonight. We're talking about the Twins, whether they should trade Byron Buxton, Pablo Lopez, or Joe Ryan. On the WCCO Talk Text Line, Jeff in Sauk Rapids is with us. Jeff, good evening. Of the three, Hi. Who would you get rid of? Who would you trade, I should say?
Hi, Dave. You and I have never spoken, but I listen to you a lot, and I'm a big fan.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I feel like your shoe's about to drop, though. Well, thank you.
No, it's not. Actually, okay. I was going to say I agree with you entirely. Buxton is the one you trade. It all makes sense. Consider his injury record, his age. Absolutely. Get what you can for him because in spite of last season being a failure for the team, Buxton played well. Maybe he's worth something. As far as Ryan and Lopez goes, nope. Hands up. I'm going to throw in a little aside there. When they traded Lily for Pablo, I was not happy. But I thought, all right, let's sit back and how it shakes out. And I think it shook out pretty well.
Jeff, let me ask you this, since you made this point.
Yeah.
Byron Buxton draws tickets. If he goes and you don't, maybe you get prospects in return, but not the big guy. Are you driving down from Sauk Rapids and putting your money down for a ticket?
Yes. If I think I'm going to see a game that's got a chance, sure, why not? I've gambled worse than that. I bought tickets for the wild card playoff games in Chicago for the Cubs. And I went there. Now, they took two out of three, but after that, you know.
Yeah, that's a gamble. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate the phone call, man. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Jonathan, we got some texts rolling in. They can't all be telling me that they agree with me because that never happens. So
no,
feel free. Yeah,
no. There are a couple of callers that have texted in. One is he'd sent in a couple different texts talking about the Twins being strapped for cash and needing to reduce payroll, talking about the poll ads being cheap and they should not have the ability to own the Twins. He also talks about, you know, basically right now it's a AAA team that's going out there and playing in these games. Who are we going to get?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, if you're shedding payroll, you're not going to get anybody. You're going to give people away if you're trying to reduce pay. We're not going to bring anybody in,
unless you get someone of value. You know that's going to grow into something here.
I mean, at that point, you're looking at high AAA and players that haven't proven themselves yet. The other one does not agree with you or me.
Good.
They say Pablo should go. The only thing that helps his numbers is pitching against lousy teams. But putting him up against good teams, he can't even get through five innings. This is what we paid millions of dollars for. He's a counterfeit.
However, and I don't disagree with the logic, his value is as low as it's going to be. This is also, you have to count value into this. And that's the only, and I mean, I'm not in favor of just getting rid of guys to get rid of guys. And thank you for the calls and texts. I appreciate it, and I appreciate the differences of opinion here. But you have to have value. You can't trade. I can't walk up to somebody and say, here, have my Dats and I'll take your Ferrari. You know, like that doesn't work. You have to make a deal that has a value. And I'll also say this, you know, the idea that the texter said that they had a AAA team last year. I may have been alone or I was at least in the minority when people were saying, well, they're getting rid of everybody. Why are they doing this? And I'm going to die on this hill probably by myself. This is what you do to get good franchises. You have to hit rock bottom. You have to clean everything out to get it back to where it is. It's like cleaning out your refrigerator. You got to get rid of the old stuff that smells so you can clean it and it's ready to go again. I'm not saying that the Twins whole organization smells, but you got to build, you got to break it down to build it back up. This is the natural order of how things go. It's not going to be immediate. And I know they don't want to call it rebuilding, but Jonathan, this is how things work. This is what you do. And so you take what you have of value and you try to get what you can for it. And that's why I don't disagree Pablo Lopez is an option. I just don't think it's the best deal for the Twins right now.
I say this with a caveat. And people that have listened to this station for any period of time in the last, especially the last 5 to 8 years, have heard me say this ad nauseum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm born and raised in Kansas City. For the first, and I wasn't really rooting for them because I wasn't really aware until I was about 9 or 10, when I started rooting for teams and players, maybe 8, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
But the first 10 years, 12 years I was alive, Kansas City Royals were a playoff team, were, you know, in the early years a threat to go to the World Series. And after they won it in 85, they still had good years up through about 91, 92. Then they got bad, especially yeah. after the strike. The strike really killed. They had momentum that strike season of 94, and that strike killed it. And when you get bad, you can be bad for a long time. And the other team I usually have brought up over the last decade, the Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah.
The Buffalo Sabres in that year when Connor McDavid and Jack Eichel were 1-2 in the draft order, and these two were going to be generational players. Buffalo, they tanked explicitly to try to get that number one overall draft pick. And they ended up not even winning the lottery. They got the number two pick, which was Jack Eichel, which is a good player. But they did not go anywhere with Eichel. Where McDavid, it's taken a little while, but Edmonton has had a good player since he's been in the league, and they've been in the last two Stanley Cup finals. Buffalo has not gone to the playoffs since that season. I think a season before that. The season before it's that was the last time they haven't been to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And so, bottoming out, trying to get that top overall pick, trying to get that generational player, it comes with a lot of risk. Not some risk, a lot of risk. Because if that player doesn't pan out, Andrew Luck looked like a generational player. He got the Colts to the playoffs, but he did not reach his full potential, and he retired early.
Yep.
It can backfire. So, and if it backfires, yeah, you might be screwed for a long time.
Yeah, that's the Buffalo Sabres, right? But part of that, you know, you're jumping into my favorite world here of hockey, but is that the Sabres didn't surround Jack Eichel with a ton of talent.
And that's,
Connor McDavid was willing to take, he's taken less money and continues to take less money to surround himself.
And that's another part of it. It's not just will that player pan out, but can the organization, it's easy to pick the ripest fruit. It's easy to pick that top talent. What do you do in not just the drafts after, but that same draft? You know, what do you do to pick players that can complement and help surround your potential star with talent? That's always been the case, you know? Unless you're playing tennis or golf, it's usually got to be a team effort.
It's a good point. Yeah, you're right. You're right on all those. And I remember those Kansas City teams that, I mean, they were a non-factor for a very, very long time. You are correct. And growing up in New York, there were many years that I remember the Sabres, the Jets have been bad forever. The Mets were good for a little bit, and they were bad forever. It's a generational kind of thing when you make the wrong move. So this is a very important one for the Minnesota Twins. Let's talk a little hockey coming up next. Is November the trend, or has it been an aberration for the Wild? We'll ask Jess Myers from the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Lake Show. The Minnesota Wild took the loss last night in Calgary. And to hear John Hines say it after the game, he was less than pleased. My good friend Jess Myers is the beat writer for the St. Paul Pioneer Press for the Minnesota Wild. And joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Jess, are you in Vancouver now?
I am not in Vancouver. I'm dealing with a little bit of a knee injury.
I saw you on crutches last week.
I'm covering remotely. I'm still waiting to get some MRI results, and hopefully things aren't too serious. But the good folks with the Minnesota Wild make it real easy to cover remotely, sending me audio and stuff like that. So nice to be able to have that that freedom, that luxury to not have to travel right now where I'm a little bit hobbled. So,
do you ever notice that when players need an MRI, it happens like 10 minutes after, but the rest of us have to wait like 3 weeks?
I was saying that. You know, I remember like when Adrian Peterson got hurt years ago. You know, he has the MRI the next day. Like 2 days later, he's got surgery. The recovery begins immediately. And I'm not complaining about our healthcare system, but, you know, I got hurt a couple days before Thanksgiving. I had an MRI 2 days ago. I see the doctor on Monday. If I have to have surgery, I'm sure it'll be at least another week. And it's like, yeah, it's a little bit longer process for the layman like you and me.
Well, I hope you have a very quick comeback like Adrian Peterson did from that injury. It was an unbelievable. Of course, at the time it was unbelievable. Now probably guys do it even faster. So, Jess, when you look at the November that the Minnesota Wild had, it was absolutely outstanding. Goaltending was great. Play was great. The one thing that I have not been able to put my finger on, and you have a much better view of it than I do, what was the difference? What changed from October, which was just dreadful, to a stellar November that they had?
If you know Matt Zuccarello and you know his personality and you know his kind of fun-loving team spokesman kind of thing, he would pin it all on himself. So let's just put it right there. The fact that Matt Zuccarello came back. No, I'm kidding, of course. Yeah. But you can't underestimate the chemistry that Matt Zuccarello and Kirill Kaprizov have together. And you saw that immediately. As soon as Zuccarello entered the lineup again, the way they just find each other on the ice, to me, that was maybe one of the big factors. The other thing, and you mentioned it, you know, the old saying that goaltending is 90% of the equation, unless you don't have it, and then it's 100% of the equation. They're getting really, really good goaltending right now. And you're seeing that in both guys. And, you know, there's almost like a fan controversy arising because, you know, Jesper Wallstedt has been so good, 8-0-2 so far. As a rookie, you know, inserting himself into the Rookie of the Year conversation, he's got people buying T-shirts that say the Wall of St. Paul. He's got Colorado broadcasters, you know, ripping him for celebrating. You know, maybe the dumbest controversy I've ever heard. But, you know,
it's
he's really captured. Absolutely it is. And you know, as Wallstedt said, when I asked him about it, he's like, hey, I'm having fun. Isn't this supposed to be fun? You know, what's wrong with that? So, you know, kind of a silly controversy. But the fact that he's kind of captured the hearts of Wild fans right now, and, you know, talking to some players, they're like, hey, don't forget about Gus, Philippe Gustafson, who is kind of the mainstay. He, you know, he signed the big contract right before the season started for the next 5 years, paying him $6.5 million a year. And the fact that they would make that investment in him, and the fact that he would be willing to sign a 5-year deal, means that he believes in this team. He believes in the direction they're going. And, you know, so to have a two-headed goalie monster like that right now is unbelievably valuable, especially, Dave, in a season like this one where they're going to take a break for the Olympics. You know, teams are going to have 3 weeks off in February. Well, because of that, playing 3 games in 4 nights is totally common in a season like this where everything else is compacted. So you really have to have two goalies that are ready to go on any given night. And you're even seeing some NHL teams go to a 3-goalie rotation, which, you know, I don't know that I've seen before, but it's just the reality of the way the schedule works out this year.
Connor Beaupre is in the press box waiting to be that 3rd goalie, by the way, our good friend.
He's the guy. I would call on him right now.
he's the e-bug. Jess Myers from the St. Paul Pioneer Press joining us. Let's break down this goalie situation, because the silly question to ask, and I'll ask it after this, is who's one and who's two, if you can even have one. But I want to first talk about Jesper Wallstedt, because when we saw him up last year, he was not this guy. He was not this goalie. And I know that he played in Iowa in behind a team that was not even close to competitive, or was not the best team that they could have last year. That made a difference. What's the difference in him this year from then to now to be dominant like he is?
You know, again, it goes back to him having fun. And that's one thing he's talked about. You know, he went down to Iowa last year after, if you'll remember, very early in the season last year, they kind of flirted with a 3-goalie rotation. They had 3 guys on the roster. They had Gustafson, they had Marc-Andre Fleury, and they had Wallstedt all up at the same time. That only lasted, I want to say, less than a week. And then they realized, you know, we just can't do this salary cap-wise and for every other reason. It just doesn't make sense. So they sent Wallstedt down, and he didn't take it well. And he admits he didn't play well. And, you know, it was a real kind of soul-searching time for him in his career to figure out, you know, who am I? Am I cut out to do this? And once he got through that phase, you're really seeing a guy that, number one, is using his physical tools. He's a big guy. He's 6'3". He takes up a lot of the net. That makes a huge difference. Nothing against Connor Beaupre, but he doesn't have that kind of stature. So I think that would be a shortcoming if they decide to make him the 3rd-string goalie. And Connor, I'm just having fun. I know, you know, he's an Edina guy. He's played great hockey.
But we
all
like him anyway.
Life,
yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We look past those shortcomings and we accept him for what he is. He's having fun in the net. You know, he has that cool celebration he does after a win where he drops to a knee and then he kind of thrusts his stick forward like it's a sword or something like that. And I mean, the fans just eat it all up. And, hey, 4 shutouts right now in 10 starts. And they're talking about the last time that happened, and they're throwing out names like Jacques Plante and Frank Brimzik and guys who played in the 1930s. So it just shows you kind of what a tear he's on to start with.
Jacques Plante, who popularized the goalie mask. Like, he was one of the, I think he was the first. Yeah, he was the first to wear one. Jess, this team, I guess we always try to find the trends, right? Like, okay, are they on the way up? Are they on the way down? They're certainly on the way up now, but last night they lose in Calgary. They can't win every game, obviously. But are you believing in where this team is right now in terms of staying power? Can they continue to maybe not dominate like they did in November, but stay atop like they have been?
I think so. And for the simple fact that they're playing the way they are right now, they've got a couple of really good, really solid lines, and they're doing basic stuff. You know, when they have success, they're winning faceoffs. That's a huge thing. They're playing solid defense. And again, not to make it all about the goaltending, but talking to guys like Brock Faber and talking to guys like Zach Bogosian on the back end, they say when you have solid goaltending, it makes everything easier. Number one, you don't have to score as many goals to win. And scoring goals is hard. Every goalie out there is good. And then the other part of it is, and Brock Faber talked about this a little bit, you know, recently when I talked to him, was it lets you play a little more relaxed game. where you're not thinking in your head, if I make a mistake, it's going to end up in our net. You know, you can maybe take a little bit more of a risk. You can do some things that you might not do if you're unsure about your goaltending. When you have faith in your guy back there, you can do more and know that he's probably going to bail you out 95% of the time. That makes a huge difference in the way teams play.
Let me, Jess Myers joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, St. Paul Pioneer Press beat writer. Let me ask you this, Jess. If you had to win one game as a head coach of the Wild, you have to decide which goaltender you're putting in net. Who are you putting in there and why?
I think you're riding Wallstedt right now because he's the hot hand, you know, and I'm not a coach. I don't get paid to make these decisions. You know, when people question John Hines or when people question Kevin O'Connell, I always say, you know, they've won a few more games than I have. So there's a reason they're in the position they are. There's a reason they have the salary they do. So as much as, especially in a state like Minnesota, where it seems like, you know, either you played hockey or your cousin played hockey or your uncle played hockey, it seems like everybody's got a connection to this game here in the state of hockey. It seems like everybody thinks they're an expert on the game. I don't pretend I'm an expert on the game. You know, I know bad hockey when I see it. I know good hockey when I see it. But I don't pretend to know I could put a line combination together. I don't pretend to know I could run a practice or you know, give Nico Sturm advice on, you know, how he can get better on his faceoffs, because he seems to handle that pretty well on his own.
Oh, my goodness. I know, right? Everybody's got an opinion. By the way, what happened to your knee? Can I ask? How did you injure yourself in some grand way, or was it?
You know, it'd be really fun. It would be really fun if I had a good story, you know, like a hockey story or deer hunting or, you know, something like it, that would be cool. I'm going to be straight up and honest here. I was changing a light bulb.
Oh, no.
And,
were you on a ladder?
I felt a... No, it wasn't on a ladder, just standing up on the edge of my bathtub, felt a pop in my knee, and something hurt right away, and you know, sometimes your body sends you messages like, yeah, you shouldn't have done that. Yeah, that was a pretty clear message I got right there. So hoping for the best when I meet with the doctor on Monday, and hopefully I'll be back, 4 to 6 weeks or something like that. I will say, when I went into the Wild locker room on crutches, pretty much every player came up and said, how you doing? What's going on? And let's face it, if you're 26, 27 years old and you've played in the NHL for 5 years and you work your way up through juniors and the minors and all that, you've probably had a knee injury at some point in your life. So a lot of these guys can empathize with, seeing a guy on crutches.
Should we have just said lower body injury so that, you know, you don't get targeted when you do finally make it back from all of this?
Well, I will say when John Hines saw my crutches and said, what's going on? I said, lower body week to week, you know, because that's all the answer we ever get from him on stuff. And he kind of gave me a wink and he said, okay, we'll go with that.
We'll go with that. Jess, thanks so much. Good luck with your MRI, and we'll see you at the rink soon, I'm sure.
Have a great weekend, Dave. Thanks.
Jess Myers, St. Paul Pioneer Press. Great stuff on the Minnesota Wild. We'll step aside really quickly and talk some NFL football and why you probably shouldn't be mad at Adam Thielen for bolting and being signed by the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll talk about that coming up next. You'll listen to CCO. 651 Lake Show coming at you. Henry Lake off tonight. Dave Schwartz in for Henry Lake. Jonathan Lowe taking care of everything as usual for us. The end of Adam Thielen's tenure in Minnesota did not end, I think, the way anybody had hoped or had thought that it would. Maybe some people thought it would. He gets released this week. The Vikings agree to release him so that he can end up being picked up by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Thielen wants one more run, maybe a chance to win, probably a chance to play with an established quarterback. Nothing against J.J. McCarthy or Max Brosmer. But Aaron Rodgers is in a different category, and I say that as someone who I can't stand Aaron Rodgers, so that gives you the context of that. My favorite thing, Jonathan, I don't know if you do this, my favorite thing when I see what I think are controversial posts is to read comments. I love comments. And truthfully, the more nonsensical and angry, the better. I love it.
I do it to my detriment as well.
Oh, I love it. It's like trash TV. I can't help myself. It's like watching a car crash. Some of the comments of people who are so mad at Adam Thielen for leaving Minnesota. It's beyond me. I calling him a traitor and all this other stuff, and I mean, give the guy a little bit of a break here, and maybe just a little respect. He did a lot for this organization his first time around. He was a phenomenal investment for this team too, considering that he came from a Division II school. If you haven't heard, he went to Mankato. Everybody knows that. But he came back another time. He wanted to end it here, and it didn't work out. They had, I think, the Vikings weren't sure if Jordan Addison or, you know, what that was going to look like. And for my money, I've not been terribly impressed with Jordan Addison this season. At least that's my take.
He's had flashes,
but I'll tell you, the one play that drives me crazy, and I'm not a Max Brosmer apologist, but Brosmer threw it. It was early in the game last week, and Brosmer throws it to him. It hits him in the hands, and he drops it. And I'm not going to say it's everything, but those little catches early in a game really do change the way games go. And if you don't think that that had played a factor, I really think it did. But I'm not here to rip Jordan Addison. I'm here to rip fans who thought that this wasn't the right way to do it. To me, it was the most respectful way it could have gone. He asked, at least we believe he asked. They said yes. But at the end, and this is the question I want to ask you, and I'd love to hear what our listeners think as well. We'll take your calls and text 651-461-9226. Inevitably, in the next 5 to 10 years, Adam Thielen is coming back to U.S. Bank Stadium, and will probably join the Ring of Honor. Will you cheer him, Jonathan Lowe, or will you boo him?
They better cheer him. In my opinion, and again, coming from, as I would consider myself, an outsider, the way that this guy has performed for you for the first great load of seasons in his career, I don't understand how you could potentially say, no, this guy has been awful. He's been terrible. The way he left us the first time, the way he left us the second time. He's been a soldier, to put it lightly, basically. But he's been a soldier for this franchise in many respects for the majority of his career.
Yeah.
And he could have gone elsewhere after his rookie contract was up, but he had a sense of purpose, a sense of duty to stay with the Vikings because they gave him his shot, and he tried it somewhere else late in his career. He gave the majority, the best years of his career to this organization, and if anyone boos him, I think that's bad form on my part.
I agree with you. They will boo him. Some will. And you're right. He did take, you know, he tried it elsewhere. Again, and I've said this many, many times on where anyone will listen to me. You can't ever fault a person for taking more money for their job. And I don't care if it's $15 an hour or $15 million a year. If you are doing a job right now and someone comes to you and says, you can do this same job for more money at a different place, you're going to say yes. And if you're not saying that, you're telling me you're going to say yes, then you're lying. I just don't believe that. And so you can't blame him for that. He comes back. He wants one more shot to finish his career at home. He is clearly not in the cards here for them. He didn't even play in the game last week. And so they said to him. And the other part of this is, this happens in hockey all the time and other sports. It happens all the time. You take a guy, Ray Bourque in Boston, you know, was traded to Colorado so he could go win a Stanley Cup there. It happens all the time. And I'm not saying, I don't know that the Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl this year, but you can't fault a guy for wanting a chance. You just can't. You absolutely can't. You can fault a guy if you're a college coach leaving mid-season to go to a competitor. We're going to talk about that and the Lane Kiffin saga and what that means for college football around the break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.